Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CacheFly.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 62 for September 6th, 2008. Techie Toys. Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit Audible.com/monkeys. And by Visa. With every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa. It's time for Jumping Monkeys. Leo Laporte here.
And Megan Maroney here, too.
You took the cue. I pointed at you and
yes,
you talked.
I can do
You're
all kinds of things.
You're a trained professional. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Leo?
I'm fantastic.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, just like it's practically like you were just here.
It is, isn't it?
A moment ago. So who are we talking to today?
Today we're going to talk to Darren. He owns a toy store in Healdsburg, which is just right around the corner from
it's
us.
It's a cute little town. One of those old-fashioned towns with a town square. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just adorable. I love Healdsburg.
The toy store is called Toy Beeville. And Darren is young. He's a young geek. And he emailed me and says he's got lots of ideas of techie toys that we might not have ever heard of, plus what parents need to know about toy safety.
This is all very good.
Yes.
We also have Spend, Save, Give, but before we do that, and your calls too, but before we do that, I want to tell you how to spend. You can't spend unless you know how to spend, and that's why I'm talking about
Visa.
Yeah, next time you go online or offline, and you want to spend some money, you worked hard for that money. Make sure you're not taking any chances. Use your Visa card. Visa stands behind you, and that's the key. They are the most secure system for payments anywhere. They have amazing software and hardware that detects, prevents, and resolves online fraud. So even if something does happen, they find out immediately. They let you know, and they reverse the charges so that you don't have to ever worry about it. Look, bottom line is zero liability. You are never liable for unauthorized purchases on Visa. It's just that simple. So next time you go shopping, make sure you take your Visa card along with you. Safe, secure, Visa. We thank them so much for their support of Jumping Monkeys. Want to give you the number, 707-981-4602. That's a number that is not toll-free. It is a call to Northern California. But if you go to the website,
jumpingmonkeys.com, you on the left-hand side, you'll see the Call Me button, and you click it, and you enter your phone number. We will not save your phone number, and Grand Central Google service will call you back. And then you can leave your message that way.
So it's toll-free. I mean, that, toll-free. That sense is toll-free. If you call
all
the 707 number, it's not. But if you call the call me thing, mm-hmm. That's great.
Yes. All you need is internet access for that.
You know, I guess Google's got enough money. They can afford
have
it.
Enough money. Yes, they
it's
do.
It's just a strange thing that they give this away.
Yes.
I've never quite. It's the whole thing on the net these days.
Yeah,
you know,
it's advertising. That's how they
is
get
it. Is that
it? Yeah.
But is there advertising? Do they play an
no,
ad
I mean,
for
it's
you?
Just their ads that they make money from on
yes,
other places.
On other places.
That's
but
how
do,
they...
So you don't, when you do the web button, you don't hear an ad, though?
No.
That's why I don't...
Yeah. Well,
there's
like
no advertising,
call,
but they make it up in volume.
Well, I don't... Maybe you do hear an ad when you call Goog
so.
411, but I don't...
Oh, Goog 411? Not yet. No.
Yeah. So I think they have a lot of service. Yes, I do. And I use Google Checkout, too, and I don't think you see it. But they probably make some money off of that with the...
Right, they make a percentage
yeah.
there. But, I wonder... I wish I could train Jennifer. She uses 411 on her cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $2.
Yeah. Maybe, Marco
maybe
uses
three.
It, too, on his cell phone.
Every call.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
You know, you can also call 1-800-FREE-411.
There's all these
something.
Ways to do
yeah.
free 411s.
Yeah.
And Goog 411's great, because you
yeah.
say, you know, they say... You know, what city? And
right.
you say it, and then you say, what, it, you know, and they're mm-hmm. very good at it.
Yeah.
Although they often give you a long list of, did you say Danny's Meat Shop?
I haven't had
Danny's
that
Herb Shop. Danny's Danny. You know, and then number three. Danny's Danny? Yes. It's a little bit of work. You know what I'm saying?
And then they connect you.
But then they connect you.
Right.
So you don't,
and you don't have
it.
To just use the cell phone. You can use your home phone to do that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's free.
Did we mention it's free? And they're not a sponsor.
I don't understand how they do it. I'm still trying to figure that out.
So do we have Darren on the line yet, or should we
not
do some
yet. Let's
spend,
do,
save,
let's do spend okay. saving, and when Darren calls, I'll just interrupt.
Okay. Have you heard of Fantastic Contraption?
No. I'm thinking, no. I wanted to be honest. You notice that?
Yeah.
I could have just spit out no, but
you
then
know,
I had to rack
never
my
say,
mind.
Yeah. You never say yes when you haven't heard something. I found this on the Make magazine blog. Great blog, by the way. Great magazine.
I love Make.
It's fantasticcontraption.com. It's a free online game that lets you create machines.
Oh, I love that
stuff.
And then
you reach a goal.
Sorry, I'm busy playing Fantastic
Contraption. Yeah, so it's like these circles, and go to it if you're just listening to us.
Hi, hi, this is Leo. I can't take your call right now.
I'm playing
Fantastic Contraption.
The goal is to like get this little round ball into a goal, and so it's free. You can play 20 levels for free, but if you support the game for a mere $10, you get more levels and a level editor, and you get to try out other people's saved work. So it's very cool. Are you playing with it right now already?
What?
This Fantastic
is so cool. Contrap.
It's very cool. For a little bit older kids, I guess. What would you say? 8?
Yeah, because you have to use logic. Well, what's great about something like this is it's teaching you logic. It's teaching you mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are really, really good toys for kids.
Yeah.
But it does require, I think it'd be very frustrating for a younger kid.
Right.
Yeah, 8's probably good.
Eight-year-old,
if they're mechanically inclined, if they kind of have a head for that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think Henry might be frustrated by it, even though
yeah.
he's 14.
You might get frustrated by
Draw
it.
Draw water from the middle of one wheel to the, okay.
The middle.
I love this kind of.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't do it right.
The middle.
Yeah, okay. So,
it gets frustrating.
So I made a conveyor belt. Okay, now start your contraption. You cannot change your contraption while it's running. So I'm actually, you know, I'm actually building a machine that's going to get from one. Oh, I actually built a little car.
Yeah, and then it.
And I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
you
satisfying.
You did it. That's level one.
That's so
good for
satisfying.
You.
Oh, this is so neat. This looks like a promising design. Hit start to test it. No.
Right.
No. That's really great. And then you can delete it. So this is the tutorial. It's got a very good tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is free. It's in Flash. What a nice little program. I love
that. Yeah, Fantastic Contraption.
Can you turn the music off? Yes, there's a little button
yes.
there.
Oh,
okay, good. I can continue to play while you're talking.
Okay, now we're moving on to the save section. This is, you can get free language lessons at the BBC.
But everything will have an English accent.
No, really. And then plus you'll learn the Spanish
Wait,
word for queue instead of line.
Right. Queue.
Bin instead of trash.
Right. Lorry.
So it's bbc.co.uk languages. It's really interactive. You just have to give them an email address, and there's like a little, if you click on Spanish, there's a little video where that helps you learn Spanish, but it's not just any video. It's like a dramatic, looks like Bourne Identity type thing.
Cordoba.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really cool.
Here's Spanish. I clicked on it. Choose a language. Spanish.
What happened when you clicked on it? Nothing?
Well, I'm on the Spanish page, but now you...
Oh, yeah. Mi vida loca.
Mi vida loca.
Look at that. It's a brand new
Spanish
drama.
Oh, this is like a soap opera.
Yeah, but it helps you learn Spanish.
Okay, let's skip the intro. I want to learn some
real
Spanish.
Real Spanish.
Real Spanish, real drama.
Spanish
wow.
for beginners.
And this, and they'll let you do this even if you don't live in the
Spain?
UK?
Yeah,
well,
in the UK.
In Spain, yeah. You can only learn the language of your native land.
You mean some of the BBC site is... You can't get on without...
Yeah, you can't watch a lot of the BBC shows without actually being in England. Es episodio uno en Madrid. Okay, a Spanish friend, Teresa, invited you to visit Madrid with her, but she's pulled out at the last minute. Oh, no.
So check it out if you're wanting to learn French, German, Spanish, or Italian, and you happen to be speaking English, which, if you understand English, if you don't understand English, I'm assuming you wouldn't be able to listen to this, because we haven't translated, we haven't localized the...
Yeah, we need a localized edition of Jumping Monkeys.
We do, actually. I'll get to that later. We do need a localized edition, or we need to be better about localizing ourselves. So let's move on to give.
I'm
Are
going
still,
to Spain, actually.
You're still
do
going
mind?
To Spain.
This is dramatic.
It is dramatic. That's why it's fun to learn with
What's
drama.
Really fun is there actually hasn't been any Spanish, but I guess...
No, there was Spanish at the beginning, wasn't there?
No, this is...
Just
oh,
music.
Here we go.
Really sorry I can't come with you to Madrid, but make
Can you read that?
At home
wow, it's amazing.
I have enclosed the keys.
It works so well.
The address is on the back of this letter.
I feel like I understand that. Like,
I also got you this Spanish phrasebook.
I speak Spanish now.
Yeah.
I completely understood. Did you understand that? I understood that. Wow, it really works.
2 minute Spanish. That's what we call it from the BBC.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's save. Let's give.
Okay, let's give. I'm going to give you this.
You're
going to
give me a toothbrush.
I'm giving you this
toothbrush. Wow, this has become interactive, this
show.
Have
you heard of Recycline?
No, what's that?
It is this line of products that are made from recycled materials.
So somebody else has used this toothbrush before?
Recycled toothbrush.
I don't know if I like that.
No one has used that toothbrush before. Okay. No, don't you ever wonder, like, what people actually do with all, like, the yogurt containers or all the plastic? Like, what happens
to
it? Yeah,
occasionally you'll see a park bench made out of it. It's like, what is really going on
right
here? Where is it all going?
That's what this guy who started this line of products wondered, and
Did he find out?
Well, he is making these toothbrushes and other items, like other plastic items, out of. So this is made out of yogurt containers.
That's great.
Not an old toothbrush.
So you can choose what you want it to be made out of? Would this have strawberry flavored yogurt?
These are all made out of yogurt. Okay, here's what I don't fully understand. They have a deal with Stony Field Farms.
Oh, I get it. And they use
their leftover yogurt containers.
Well, that makes any sense at all.
I know.
Do you return your yogurt containers to Stonyfield Farms?
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Well, maybe that's how it
definitely
works.
Definitely do some more research. But the cool thing about this toothbrush, which I really am giving to you, because they sent me a few.
Thank you.
Is that you can go on the website and print out a label, F, and then you can send it back to be recycled again.
Recycle your recycled toothbrush.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly.
Target sells these.
Yes. So
if you had a choice, buy these from Target.
Right.
They're good toothbrushes.
Do you use the Sonicare toothbrush?
I do.
Even when you go on trips?
Yeah.
Even when you go to, like, a foreign country, you bring it with
you?
Yeah.
I'm really dependent
on it. Well, you're
going
to have to take this give and give it to someone else. Maybe Tony needs a new toothbrush. Or
okay,
Colleen.
Good.
Does Colleen use a Sonicare?
I don't know.
I thought it was cool because a lot of the plastic that isn't actually being recycled into anything else, so...
So that's my question. So really, do you think that's the case, that a lot of this stuff...
I think it is, actually.
It's like, what do they do then? They just have big lumps of plastic somewhere that aren't being used?
I don't know.
It's good. They recycle it and then they throw it in the landfill?
Yeah, we should have asked our guest last week.
This is not good. I would like to know. Somebody who's listening, let us know. Call our toll-free... No, it's not toll-free. Toll-free to us. We don't pay anything for it, but you would pay. Call 707-981-4602 and explain to us all this stuff we're recycling. I mean, everybody's recycling now.
Right.
What the hell happens to it? You don't see a lot of recycled stuff. Stuff made from recycled
this
stuff.
This is actually the... I'm pretty sure the brushes haven't been used on another toothbrush. I don't think they reuse
it. Doesn't matter. It's plastic. They melt it. They sterilize it. Okay, here's what it says. 100% recycled plastics in handle, including, but apparently not limited to, recycled yogurt cups.
Ah, including.
Packaging is reusable travel case with ventilation holes. Oh, see? You don't throw away the package.
Mm-hmm.
Preserved toothbrush and case are completely recyclable with postage paid mailer. So you could... Wow.
Right, then you can recycle it again.
Paper insert, 100% recycled. 50% post-consumer. But that's another thing, by the way.
Post-consumer?
Yeah. Most of the stuff that you use as recycled is before it's... That's why probably Stonyfield Farms is recycling unused yogurt cups. And a lot of the paper... That you get in recycle that
hasn't even been used.
It's never been used.
Yeah.
So the real trick is to use post-consumer recyclables.
So that says post-consumer?
50% in the
50%
paper. Doesn't say anything about the plastic.
Yeah.
So post-consumer is the other thing. You know, it's so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all a big scam.
Oh, Darren was going to Skype us.
Oh.
That's the problem.
I see it. Is it Darren Turberville?
Yeah, probably. Toy Beeville?
There he is.
Sorry about that, Darren.
I'll be diggity Dan. Let's see if we can hear him. Can you hear us, Darren?
Oh, he says he was trying to Skype.
He's been trying to call.
Okay.
It says we're in a call with him. There he is.
Can you hear?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you guys here?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I just had my mic muted for a second.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Sorry, Darren.
We were waiting for you to come in on the... on the landline. So I'm so glad that you sent Megan a message.
No, that's not the landline. That's the that's not the landline.
Oh, that's don't say it out loud because we don't. No, that's our Grand Central number.
I might have given you the wrong number, Darren. I'm sorry. That's our Grand Central number, but
we prefer Skype anyway. You're a geek. You should use Skype.
I'm using Skype. It's been a while. I was one of the first. I was on Skype like maybe 5-6 years ago.
You're kidding.
Talking to the grandparents in Oregon on like the 5-second delay.
Wow. Oh, you've been using Skype longer than we have. That's great.
Well, I'm glad you emailed me because I was worried that you'd given up on us or something.
I was kind of worried I wasn't going to live up to my geek expectations there, too.
Well, you not only lived up to them, you've set us all back on our heels here. You're too good for us.
Right.
You're too much of a geek. So you own a toy store. What a cool job.
It is. It's great. I don't know how I ended up here, but I'm glad I am, you know?
Yeah. For a geek, toys, that means something a little different, I suppose, than for a 12-year-old. But you have regular toys, too, yeah?
Yeah, no, totally. I'm a total toy store. I just, if you own a store, your store kind of takes on, like, a little bit of your personality, and I tend to push those toys. But, you know, I think, as I mentioned to Megan, I don't carry any video games. I don't have any video game consoles. So I really challenge myself there to bring in, geeky toys that don't have electronics and batteries.
Good for you. That's great.
So what's your favorite geek toy right now?
Probably a line. I was at a toy show in New York in February, and I ran into it's actually made in the USA. The company's called Bridge Street Toys, and it's called Hydrodynamics. So actually, it's a building set, and it includes a water pump and water.
Whoa.
And you try to, everything kind of flows. It's electric, but the whole building part, it's great. I had one set up in my store, and kids were loving it, but something about toy stores and having things set up for a long time. And actually, took a soccer ball to it and went down one day.
Ooh.
So, but it's very durable. It's probably one of my favorite ones. I sit there and play with while I'm at work. So,
so tell us the name of your store, so people who come to Sonoma County in Northern California, maybe they come for the wine tours, can find it in Healdsburg.
It's called Toy Beeville. It's just a one block there north off that little plaza you were talking about.
Oh, so. I love Healdsburg so much. It's such a cute town. And I've been there. I know the store. I know exactly where you're talking about. You do. You kind of try to focus on the educational stuff and the explorational stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. And anything made in the USA, I really try to bring that in. Anything that
That's cool.
This is simple stuff like the Newton's cradle that bangs back and forth. Kids love that, the cause and effect.
Yeah, I love that. In fact, I need one of those for my desk right here. That's the ones, the balls that go clack, clack, clack,
oh,
clack.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I love those. Those used to be an executive toy, but I think kids get more out of it than executives do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, I've had some kids come in and show me how to do tricks on that. Bang three balls and you get two and then the one and you hold one in the middle and this happens. So,
you're kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's stuff I didn't even know like you could do with them. So,
well, and the funny thing is, it teaches you conservation of energy. I mean, it actually teaches you a lot about physics. That's why it's named after Sir Isaac Newton, right?
Yeah, very simple, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
There's a Newton's cradle. Yes.
So do you sell kid toys mostly for older kids or for babies and toddlers also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for everybody. I mean, I go down, I have a few infant lines, I have some tricycles, all the way up, I have Legos, a Playmobil, and I can drop a lot of brands. I have board games, puzzles, I try to have it all. I think I got about a 1,600 square foot store, and I have over 6,000 unique items.
It's not much room to move, is there?
just a few aisles,
That sounds wonderful. Well, what's your favorite? Give us some of your favorite toys, especially toys that are good learning toys, like the Newton's cradle.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can go in a lot of directions. Like just a simple toy, like an abacus. It'll teach history. It teaches kids the math. You were saying your son has a problem with math. Well, at a certain age, you give a kid an abacus, he'll sit there and play with it, and maybe he'll figure out that the abacus actually does math. He'll sit there and move beads along, like, look, see, this happens, and simple cause and effect toy. But there's just so many toys I can talk about. I pick kind of a few. One of my favorite toys is kind of a simple toy, and since we're on jumping monkeys, it's a toy called a Flip and Stack Monkeys by a company up in Bend, Oregon. They've only been around for about a year and a half. But it's just it's just a very simple toy. It's what you get is like a four little magnetic monkeys and a little like a teeter-totter. You put the monkeys on one in the teeter-totter, you smack the other in the teeter-totter, the monkeys fly up in the air and they hit on a little metal board, and you just try to stack monkeys. It's a
Did
great
you talk
game.
About
it's,
this before, Megan?
No, I've never even seen this before.
This
it's
looks
cool.
like a great toy.
Oh, yeah.
What ages would you say for that?
I got a 5-year-old nephew. I don't have any kids myself. I have a 5-year-old nephew. He can handle it. In order to perfect it, it can go anywhere. I'd say like in playing with the owner, they definitely target it for about 6 or 7 or up, just because there is the magnets in there, and they are pretty strong magnets, and it's a whole another toy safety concern with the magnets for little kids.
Yeah, that's become a big thing. What do they eat them?
Yeah, no, what actually happens is, with all the technology today, we've actually made pretty strong magnets. And what will happen is a kid will eat one, and then maybe if he eats another one like 30 seconds later, they'll actually pinch across his intestines and create a little, issue in there.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Any kid over 3, definitely, their intestines are a little stronger. They'll kind of push it along, so to say. You kind of want to match them, watch the magnets. But, with this game, one of the cool things, you actually get like 4 little magnetic monkeys. And, you can take those wherever you want. You can stick them on anything metal.
I love it.
Can't lose.
I'm showing a little bit of a video here of kids playing with it, just to give you an idea. So there's even games that you could play with the magnets because they're so strong that monkeys can actually catch each other.
Yeah. That's the idea. And then they even have a booster pack, so you can get like 6 or 8.
I want this.
Try to stack them all up.
They
show
cool.
a dad doing it, by the way, and I think that's probably because that's exactly what a dad would want. That's so fun. That's from Zing Play Flip and Stack Monkeys.
Yeah, Zing Toys.
What else?
So what do you think is going to be the most popular toy this Christmas? Can you predict that?
Oh, I wish I could. I definitely have
Then you'd have
more
thousands
than one
of them, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have more than one toy store right now. Right. So, I don't know, but I was just listening to you guys, and you guys are talking about recycled plastics. And I was going to mention another line. It's just called Green Toys. I don't know if you've ever heard of this line or talked about it before.
No.
And it's actually based here in Bay Area. I'm looking at a package here. Maybe I can read the exact manufacturing. But they manufacture it in San Francisco, and it's actually made out of 100% recycled milk jugs. And they'll just they have a little bit of data on the back, and it's like, green toys saves energy. And it's like this one package saves over 3,000 AAA batteries.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is enough to power a TV set for 3 whole weeks. And, it's a great line. It's, it's made for the right reasons. It's, food safe plastics.
They actually look better than, I'm looking at their sand toys, and they actually look better than the cheesy ones you might buy elsewhere.
The quality's unsurpassed. I mean, you actually, just the feel and the touch, they have such a nice, they just feel quality. They feel like Tupperware. They have the good, they're going to last. I think they're, dishwasher safe. So
for kids who want to do a play at setting tables, they've got the dining set, the cookware. They've got an indoor gardening kit. This is a nice idea. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice idea, including organic seeds.
That has the seeds all in there.
Yeah, tea set. Wow, these look great. That's green toys. Yeah.
For those people, for people who are concerned about where they're manufactured, they're made right here in the USA, which means that, some of the strictest pollution standards, so they're doing it right.
You don't have to worry about lead paint and all that stuff. Many toys are now, we're seeing that so many problems with that. So that's good too. Plus, you want to support American manufacturers, especially green ones. I like that.
Keep the economy going. And just if they are doing it in California, California is one of the most stringent states to manufacture in, so they're doing it right. So,
I don't think you sell Teddy Ruxpins and Tickle Me Elmos. You don't have to worry about that. Or do you?
Well, I said I have over 6,000 items in my store, and I really kind of make an effort to have always new and exciting stuff because, I have a pretty, all my local shop there, so I don't want to have the same thing over and over and over. And also at the same time, you do all the talking about how new media versus your mass market media. And so a lot of, you see on TV, you see like a movie comes out and they roll out all these toys with the movie. Well, I kind of have just the toy without the movie license on
the
it.
The toy so. Without the movie. I love it. No, I think that's great. I really do. Because a lot of times, just because it's a licensed stuff and everybody wants, I want the Toy Story, Mr. Potato Head, that doesn't mean it's a great toy.
Mm-hmm.
And kids get sad. Kids get really, I think, tricked by these commercials and by this marketing by grown-ups who know how to manipulate kids.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
I got a stack full here. I'm in my store right now. I guess in trying to talk about technology with toys, like one of my favorites is Snap Circuits by a company called Elenco. And if you remember when you were a kid, all those little circuit sets where you're getting these wires and you're trying to get one wire to screw into another connection, you're trying to build your little transistor radio model and it's not working, so you have to go back and trace down to see which wire isn't working and why your little experiment's not going through. So Snap Circuits kind of took that whole thing out, where you actually have just a simple little piece of plastic that'll snap down on the board and cover the connectors. And this piece of plastic actually have, you know, all the, you know, if you're going to be an electrical engineer years down the road, it's actually, you know, uses all the proper, you know, correct symbols, you know, for resistors, and actually, you know, teaches you a little bit of everything. And they also
Mostly electronics?
They go a little bit. I mean, the company actually, well, the Snap Circuit set itself is basically electronics, but you know, you actually have it'll teach you like an audio recording device, and you can kind of synthesize your voice depending on like, you know, how much resistance you want to put across at certain points.
So this is the old Heath kits, but made easy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
they expand out into a remote control toys and the little whirly birds that fly off there and.
Well, I like this because I'm looking at the resistors. First of all, there's no soldering, which the Heath kit, that was kind of the downfall of the Heath kit. You could burn the hell out of yourself. But these, they have the symbol, as you said, the symbol for a resistor with a resistor on it, and you snap it in place. But you're really learning electrical symbols, too, and you're learning how these things work. This is really nifty. What a great design.
Yeah, you can see little symbols there for capacitors, and you can see it's very...
Yeah, look at
what age would you suggest for this toy?
That's an older kid, I would say. 12-year-old, maybe?
The instructions have good pictures, really easy to follow. The company will recommend them for 8 and up. But, yeah, right around that age. I mean, it is a company, one of those companies that's, I don't know if they want me to endorse them as such, but they are owned by geeks. They're geeks themselves. And they go to the toy shows, you get to talk to these people, and they really make an effort to try to make everything really easy to understand. They'll have big pictures. They don't use big words. So, you can 8-year-old or, if you have an enthusiastic, parents, 6-year-old can probably handle this. It's color-coordinated.
I love it. I'm so glad this is back because the Heath kits, so many of us geeks grew up on these things, and they're gone. They're really gone. And so having this available now is really great. And yeah, I'm looking at these manuals. They look like they really they make it very easy. So you can understand it. This is great. You would want to. I think if you're a little younger, you would want to do it with a parent. But of course, you can't say some kids are so smart nowadays.
Well, and something like this, trial and error. You're not going to burn the house down. You're not going to have any sparks fly anywhere.
Right.
So.
Right. It's not dangerous. It's just whether it'd be frustrating for them, I guess.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, speaking of danger, how do you keep up with toys that recalls, keeping recalled toys out of the store?
Yeah, I guess I kind of got lucky. There's all kinds of those recalls last year. And really, I was trying to talk to you before about avoiding like major movie licenses. And that's really where all the recalls were last year.
Oh, interesting.
I was not hit hard. A little bit of the Thomas the Train wooden train recall got me, but for the most part, I don't carry a lot of toys that have just a lot of them were licensed on those recalls, and that was just the reality of it, I suppose. So I do keep up. I the way the whole toy system works is I buy from over about 200 to 300 vendors over the course of a couple of years, and I have sales reps who kind of represent lines, so that I'm technologically advanced, so they'll shoot out emails. I'll check the websites. The information's out there. It's a little easier for me because I have a little more industry insight with actually sales reps who will link me to the proper spots for recalls. So, I just stay on top of them. Read the paper. Paper has postings. There's a few websites you can go to. But I think I just by buying smart, buying toys that are really made in the USA, toys that companies actually put all of their research and development effort into, and they don't they're not rushing their product to market. They actually have a great idea. They're enthusiastic about it. They've sourced all the proper raw materials. They've thought about who they want to manufacture it, and that's really the kind of toys I try to buy from in my store, and that's really kind of saved me from a lot of these recalls that are hitting the industry of late. So,
What about airsoft? Do Do you? So
what's airsoft?
There's those toy guns that look really realistic, and you almost can't tell except they have an orange piece of plastic on the muzzle, and they.
What do they shoot?
They shoot pellets that can only or only a tiny bit hand like painful, right?
Only a tiny bit painful. They have to sting a little, or they wouldn't be any fun. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, essentially an airsoft gun shoots like a little plastic BB. And I actually have a line of toys, and it's another, from a company called Magnum Enterprises, and they do all made in the USA rubber band guns that'll hold 12 rubber bands, and they shoot in like a semi-automatic fashion.
Poke your eye out! What are you talking about? That's dangerous!
Well, of course, the company doesn't recommend aiming for the face and always try to eye protection. It's a rubber band, so they're actually, you go pick them up. They're easier to find. You're not leaving little airsoft BBs all over the house and all over the yard. And they're great. So, I mean, in terms of like, I do carry guns. But it's the rubber band guns. I put all my effort into them. And they actually carry like little guns that shoot ping pong balls. They actually have a toy crossbow that shoots this amazing like a suction cup dart about 30 feet. It's probably one of the best like toy crossbows you can find. But yeah, if you're looking at it right there, the AK-47
band gun. This is a machine gun, a Tommy gun that will shoot how many? It says 12 shots along the barrel. I think there's some parents that might not want their kids to have it, but it is just rubber bands. And, I'm sure now, Megan, because you've got boys. Boys will make guns out of anything. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah, that was
they do have goggles, by the way, that they recommend if you're going to have a fight. The happiest moment of my childhood, the one I remember the most, was one Christmas. Dad got us all cork guns. They would shoot corks.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they were little rifles, and we had a gunfight around the house with these corks. It was the happiest I ever was in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's why I asked about the airsoft. I mean, I think the problem with the airsoft that I don't see with the rubber band gun is they look so realistic. So when
these
kids,
are wood.
Yeah, but the airsoft, I mean, there's been a lot of deadly
accidents.
You don't
want a kid to get shot because it looks
right.
Like he's got a gun.
And they have the orange thing, but a lot of kids take them off or they, just paint over them or something. So, but it's interesting. I was listening to a report on them that said, this one mom was like, I let my son play in our big giant yard because it keeps him away from video games and it makes him more social with his friends. So, I'm not anti-toy gun.
I'm going to come over. I wonder if you have in stock the Ultimate Urban Warrior set because I'd really like to get that. It looks like, let's see, what do you get? You get the machine gun, you get the Max. Look at this. You get four different guns, you get the goggles, you get the rubber, like thousands of rubber bands.
Ooh, rubber bands included.
No, ammo sold separately.
Oh, okay.
actually, this is a set, so maybe you do get it. And it's also out of stock. Do you have these in stock? Because I might come up, because I have a birthday party for 20 14-year-old boys tomorrow.
Yes, I do. I got plenty of them in stock.
I may be up there a little later on today because, this is amazing.
Well, the company also makes a Gatling gun that I think it holds about 144 rubber bands.
So maybe just the birthday boy should have the Gatling gun. Everybody else has the 6-shot.
Yeah.
And the birthday boy has the 112 shot. See, I like that idea. Henry would like it, too. We're going to need to get about 30 goggles, too. Fortunately, they're only $3 each. So.
And then probably have to move to another town.
We're having the party in the park.
Oh.
So do you think they'd mind if we left thousands of rubber bands lying around the park? They also have ping pong ball shooters, I see. That's cool.
Yeah,
that was the happiest day of my life. Now that I remember it, I want to do this for my son. And they have little target sets. This is, okay, I know a lot of moms, and especially moms, are saying right now.
Especially moms.
Yeah, because dads go, you got to have a gun, son.
Did I'm not saying
you didn't
anything.
Say anything. Okay. You didn't say anything. Wasn't you, mom. Wait a minute. Okay, here's the Strike Commander set. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's got a scope on that. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow, the AK Commando, you got your 380 Auto, your Desert Eagle, and your Junior M60. And now, combo price, you say 14. Oh, my goodness.
So how many adults do you have come into the store and they're not buying for their kids?
Yeah, my son's birthday party's coming up. I need an AK-47 and 5,000 rubber bands.
Oh, I get a lot of those stories like, oh, I have a nephew I need to shop for. I'm shopping for, you know. That's one of the things, though. Like, if, you know, your parents are, if parents are excited, they'll pass that enthusiasm onto their child. And almost any toy will come out on top. If the parent's really behind it, like if a circuit set, if you bring that home to your child, you're really excited, your kid's going to carry that enthusiasm over. Mm-hmm. And
I love
great
this.
Toy.
This is fun. You've just told us like four toys that I've got to have tomorrow.
Well, come on up. I'm open 10 to 6.
I was trying to figure out what I should get Henry for his birthday. I wonder if Jennifer would like a rubber band gun.
I'm not sure. Well, thank you so much, Darren. I know you don't have an online store and or a blog, so you are on Twitter at Darren Toy B, right?
Yes, I am.
So people can go on there and get your advice on the latest toy?
Yeah, that's what they'd like. Yeah, I'd be open to anything. It's kind of a new little adventure for me here. Like I said, I have 6,000 items, and I change them on a monthly basis. So if anybody out there wants to help me with the website, I can pay them in toys, but it's going to take a lot of maintenance to keep that up and running. So
you had me at pay in toys.
Yeah,
it's great to talk to you, Darren. I will be up. I will be saying hi because this sounds like the absolute place I'm going with Henry. We were going to go buy a bike today, but I have a better idea. Thank you, Darren.
What? All right, thank you for having me on.
When I come in, I'll make sure to look for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Darren. Bye-bye.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fun.
Cool.
We should have him on again.
He could do more toys.
Yeah,
I mean, there's... I get the sense that he had more toys.
Yeah.
Than just that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I love toys.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like toys and I like books.
And you know what that means? Here's how Daddy pays for his toys. Time for an Audible commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, audible.com/monkeys is the place to go to sign up today. Actually, I'm going to save you some money because we're going to give you a free book when you go to audible.com/monkeys. This is for new members only. If you've been holding out on us, we got some great picks for you, some great toys. Books. Books, not toys,
toy
books.
Guns.
Toy guns. I want more toy guns. So you got a kid's book for us today?
I do. I have Otherwise Known as Sheila the Great by Judy Blume. That's what we just downloaded.
I love
and
Judy Blume. Mm-hmm. We talked about her the other day, right?
We've talked about Judy Blume before, but we have not talked about Otherwise Known as Sheila the Great, which is one of my favorites. She's just Sheila is just an interesting character. She's not really... she lies a lot, and she's scared. She can't swim.
I think kids' heroes should be kind of that way.
Yeah. I really...
Because kids otherwise feel inadequate a little
bit. Right, exactly. So I really like her, and this is her story about how her family moves from the city into, I think it's like Connecticut or something for the summer. And it's read by Judy Blume.
Judy Blume reading from Otherwise Known as Sheila the Great. Judy, go!
Leaps before she said... Can't you see I'm in the middle of a record? The record can wait, Mom said. I need the milk for supper, and Daddy will be home soon. But, Mother, I'm in my leotard, Libby said. Libby used to say Mom, like me. But since she started junior high, it's Mother this and Mother that.
So is this a junior high age book, you think? Or is, I think
not
it's for younger,
younger
kids.
Yeah, her older sister's in junior high.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a first person. As you mentioned last week, I think you really like the Audible books that are first person.
I do.
Because you can relate.
Yeah. I am Judy. I am Sheila the Great. I relate to Sheila the Great. Otherwise known as Sheila the Great. A great Audible pick. You can get that for free. All you got to do is go to audible.com/monkeys. So many choices. So many wonderful books. I love listening to Audible books, and I know you will too. Why don't you give them a try? If you haven't done it yet, go to audible.com/monkeys. And we thank them so much for their support of the Jumping Monkeys podcast.
All right, I have a few more links. This was a story in the New York Times that I wanted to mention. It's about rickets.
You know, I saw this when you sent it to me, and I thought, what the heck?
Yeah.
After we've been saying for so long that breastfeeding is the best thing you can do.
Right, and I'm not saying that breastfeeding is not the best thing you can do, and neither is this article. This article is saying that a lot of women happen to be vitamin D deficient.
Oh, so their breast milk is
doesn't
not.
Have. Yeah, so if you are breastfeeding, then make sure you get your vitamin D. And if
I
you're
think
not
doctors would have said that, yes.
There is vitamin D in formula, I think. That's the thing.
But the better to keep the keep healthy mothers, and then your kids will be healthy,
too. Exactly. So increase your... Is vitamin D the thing you get from the sun?
You get it from milk? Yeah, you get it from the sun.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the problem. Like, we were inside more. Especially, I bet moms are inside more because you're alone and you're, you know.
Well, and we all wear sunscreen and hats, and we're all trying to keep the sun exposure down. But your eyes make vitamin D from the sunlight hitting them. And I think maybe wearing sunglasses is probably not even a good idea, you know.
So, rickets. You don't want rickets.
But you can always take a supplement.
Right.
Don't they give supplements to nursing mothers that are special?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't have one, no.
Well, you'd think that'd be kind of like the first thing you'd do.
Yeah. All right. I
like this quote, by the way. Ms. Remy Marquez, she's a mother. Blood tests showed her daughter had no detectable vitamin D deficiency, so that's good. Deficiency. Uh-huh. She says, breast milk is supposed to be an entire meal, dessert, and drinks included. Ms. Remy Marquez said, I thought it was the ultimate cocktail.
I like that accent.
Judy Blume, I thought it was the ultimate cocktail. Yeah.
So if you want to read more about this, I'll put the link at Jumping Monkeys. It also was one of the most emailed stories on the New York Times. So you might have already seen it. My other link is, we talked about Stuart Little last week. It's one of my favorite books.
Love it.
By E.B. White.
Love it.
Do you listen to the New Yorker podcast? Do you want to listen
to it? I have it on my iPod, and I haven't listened. Is the fiction one, you mean? Or the?
They have several. They have the New Yorker fiction.
I think you recommended that.
Yes. And the New Yorker on the campaign trail, also really good.
But this I've got to subscribe to that, too.
New Yorker Out Loud. Each week, they take one story from the New Yorker. Because as a parent, you know, you probably don't have time to read through all of your New Yorkers
every
week.
I don't. Really, I still subscribe to it. And you know what happens, though? Thankfully, Abby gets it the minute it comes and takes it up to her room and never see it again.
So you don't have magazine guilt with that?
Yeah.
Well, you can have even less magazine guilt by subscribing to the podcast. And this one I wanted to point out because it's a really interesting story. Now, Stuart Little by E.B. White was controversial and was banned. They wanted to ban it.
What?
And Carol Moore.
Because it's a mouse?
Because it's a mouse born to human parents.
Well, that is a little creepy.
It is creepy, but not to kids. I read it to Annabella. She was not creeped out.
No.
She was not the least bit.
I read it as a kid, and I never even thought about it being odd.
Kids totally accept this. And it's interesting, because the woman who wanted to ban it was Ann Carroll Moore, who was actually the founder of the Children's Library. Before her, there were no children's libraries. Children were not allowed in the library.
What?
Because they were too loud, and there weren't children's books.
We're busy reading
here. So what they realized was that they needed a special section where kids could be a little bit louder, and there were librarians who actually liked children. So Jill Lepore is the author of this article, and she's interviewed in this New Yorker podcast. And I'll have a link to the article and the podcast. And it's just fascinating. She did a lot of research. And because E.B. White was actually married to the children's literature reviewer of the New Yorker. E.B. White also was a essayist for the New Yorker.
Right.
And it's fascinating. She did a ton of research.
I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, definitely worth the listen. If you have more time, read the article in the New Yorker.
No, but who can? No one.
Who has the time?
So these are not the full article. This is just
interview.
It's an interview.
So it's not someone just reading the article.
Oh, they're so smart. What a great
way to promote. Yeah, it is great. It's a really great podcast.
Yeah.
I really like it. There's been several.
Who hosts it? Is it a?
That's a guy. I don't know, some guy. No New Yorker writer.
Huh.
I can't remember who hosts the on the campaign trail one, but that's also interesting. And they always, you know, interview like Seymour Hersh and all those other good guys.
Hedrick Hertzberg.
Heinrich Hertzberg.
Hedrick.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the from the Hendrick.
Right, Hendrick, yeah.
Like the owl in Harry Potter. No, that wasn't.
No.
That's Hedwig.
Right. I recommend the New Yorker out loud.
All right. Good choice. I just subscribed to them all, and I'm downloading every episode ever. They're
short.
Do you
listen to podcasts?
You know,
and I'm putting you on the spot here.
It's aspirational. Yeah, well, I'll show you my podcast list if you want to see. These are all the podcasts that I download. The problem is I don't ever have time to.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
I know. I have a lot on my list, too. I was listening, by the way, to Twit when you had... Oh, no, not to Twit, to
You know, actually, listen to mine. Oh, Ned at Night's a good show.
And you were interviewing the Jib Jab folks.
Yeah.
And I'm sure other people, I'm not the only one person who's like at the gym screaming at you. Because like we interviewed them on the Screensavers and you I realized you'd totally forgotten. And then it was like slowly coming back to you that we had interviewed them.
I dimly remembered interviewing them. We interviewed a lot of people on the Screensavers. You got to remember we did. I did well over 2,500 shows on Tech TV and over 6 years.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. And every show had an interview. So.
But I just realized I'm probably there's probably people all over the gym like on the Stairmaster yelling it. Yeah.
The guy said.
Well, they didn't remember either.
Didn't remember.
Eventually they remembered. Well, they didn't. Yeah. It wasn't like he was like, "Don't you remember me?"
No, he dimly remembered. It's the same.
But you remembered that they were on. But at first you didn't know they had been around since then. I think.
I know. I'm stupid.
Yeah. You're not stupid.
I live in the present. I have no past.
I just loved the idea of yelling at you. I could have run over here, and everyone doesn't have that option of running over
and said, "No!" No, but see, we'd already recorded that. It was too late.
Yeah.
I'd made an ass of myself, and it was too late. I'd already had. That's why I would encourage you to watch Twit Live.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can yell at me in the chat room. That's what everybody does.
Right, I should do that.
People should know. We record this show live in front of a studio audience. Mm-hmm. Well, not really a studio audience, unless you include Ozzy the dog.
Yes.
He's here. But
right. He's not. He's gone now.
He left.
But if you have
Even
kids.
Even Ozzy couldn't take it.
If you have kids, you should definitely join the studio audience. Because sometimes I feel like a lot of people in the studio audience don't.
That's a good point. Yeah, we do this show 1:30 on Thursdays, 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern time. And that's 20:30 if you're UTC, if you want to convert from UTC. And we do. We have two chat rooms going. You only see one of the two chat rooms.
I only see one.
StickAm chat room. And
so
there's actually two chat rooms.
So
going.
If you want to say something nasty about me, go to the IRC chat room because I can't see that one, right?
Are people saying anything nasty?
No. But if you want to, I'm just saying, you can go anywhere. So say nasty things about me wherever you want. I don't care. I'm thick skinned.
I tell everybody who comes in here not to look. We do have the video going and the chat room on a big screen. I tell everybody, don't look at that because they may say something nasty about
you. Yeah.
And they do. I mean, they say things nasty about me, too.
Right.
You may occasionally see me shrivel up in terror and fear.
Yeah, we try to pretend like we have thick skin, but the truth is...
They're saying you have nice legs.
I don't want to hear that either.
Change shots.
All right.
Okay.
Listener feedback.
Yes.
Okay, Jamie writes, the one thing your listener forgot to mention about G diapers, that was 2 weeks ago. We talked about the G diaper.
Which is kind of half and half diaper.
Yeah, you toss out the insert. Is that they are very expensive. The inserts are almost twice the price of regular disposable diapers, and then you have to buy the outer diaper. I'm all for saving the planet, but there's a point where it's just too costly for parents. Figures
they'd be more.
Yes. And they're sold at Whole Foods, so everything at Whole Foods is expensive.
Whole paycheck, we call it. Yes.
Jamie, we've talked to him before. His wife is a teacher, and he says Booba, that was the site we also talked about 2 weeks ago, was created by the same people on the BBC who made Teletubbies, but it's a separate television program.
Okay. It looks similar.
Mm-hmm.
They were they were Tubby.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Now, we have a phone number you can call if you're tired of our voices, you'd like to hear some of your voice on this show, call us. 707-981-4602 or go to jumpingmonkeys.com and press the web button and you can leave a message like this person did.
Hi, this is Brian from Tennessee. Just wanted to give you a call and try to figure out what's going on with my router. I have a Belkin router that is supposed to be G.
Do you know what's going on with his router?
No, I don't have any idea.
You have any idea? That's pretty funny.
Are you not going to listen to the rest?
Well, it's not really appropriate for jumping monkeys, is it?
No.
All right, here's one from Brooklyn.
Hi, Megan and Leo. You had a call that I'd asked about appropriate things to listen to in the car. My family listens to old-time radio shows from the olden days or BBC radio shows. They're appropriate. They're on the airwaves, so there's no swearing because it's illegal to do that. So it would be a great thing. Thank you very much.
Good
Bye.
Choice. Yeah. I should mention that not all BBC radio shows are appropriate. In fact, there is swearing on the BBC, so it depends on the show you're going to get. But certainly any old-time radio show is clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's fun. I used to love that when I was a kid listening to The Shadow. And Green Hornet, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yoan writes, I live in Montreal, Canada. I'm writing to you about Jumping Monkeys episode 59.
Oh, me too.
That was with the Stinky Cheese Man.
Yeah.
This is to talk about the education system year numbering. In this episode, you use year numbers really frequently. Fifth grade, second grade, sixth grade, junior, senior, et cetera. And to be frank, I can't understand what you're talking about. Here in Quebec, the school years are as follows. Elementary school starts in first grade at 5 to 6 years old and goes up to sixth grade at 12.
Then same.
That's
the same.
Yeah. I guess first grade
exactly
starts at
the
six.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're 12 in sixth grade. Yeah.
Oh, but then you enter high school at grade one and you go up to five.
Well, look, all you have to do, you crazy Canadians, is just extrapolate from the grade school. So seventh grade is your first grade high school. Eighth grade is your second grade. Just add six.
You crazy American. All we have to do is say ages instead of school years. Then anyone anywhere can understand.
I guess we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's so universalist of you. You're such an internationalitarian.
He says, I listen to many other Twitch shows, and no other shows require me to go on Wikipedia to understand the content. Even while I'm listening to Security Now, I don't have to go on Wikipedia to understand what he's talking about.
It's true that the grade system in the United States is actually more complicated than RSA encryption.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually true. More complicated. It requires prime number factoring, and many people find it difficult.
Right. Okay,
I'm not completely sympathetic on this note.
Yeah, well, I did listen to it, and it's not so much you. It was really John Cheska that was saying that a lot. But you know,
All right. This is, you know, when I listen to British podcasts, I have to translate in my head. When they say jumper, I say sweater, and when they say lorry, I say truck. This is, you know, I understand it's a problem. We are an international podcast. 30% of our audience is outside the U.S. and has no clue. What we're saying when I say Pacific time either.
Right.
I go, Pacific, what Pacific? Who? What are you talking about? And I've learned to say UTC time as well. But
right.
It's hard. I mean, we're also speaking English. I mean,
yes.
People in Uganda don't understand us. Well, actually, they speak English there.
And
people,
Canada.
In Canada don't
know.
What
language
speak
do they
English.
Speak?
They speak Canadian, I believe. I'm somewhat sympathetic. But really, if it's complicated for you, all you have to do is add six.
Okay, yes.
Once they get out of grade school,
mm-hmm.
add six.
Okay.
Our system makes sense. First grade through 12th grade. That's just, it's like there's 12 grades
right.
going through high school. And then you get to college. We don't say 13th grade, though.
No, we don't.
We say freshman, sophomore. That's kooky.
Yeah.
Freshman?
I know.
What's that mean? Sophomore?
Yeah.
Junior?
Mm-hmm.
Senior? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything, yeah. I hate it. Let's change it.
Let's change that.
Okay.
13th grade. I'm in 14th grade.
I'm in 23rd grade.
I was going to say. All right. You want to try one more, or are you afraid of a router question?
No. I'm not afraid of anything. One more.
You ought to be, because God knows what we're
going to do. Hi, my name is Allison. I sent an email yesterday to Megan about potentially interviewing a video game developer and mom, Toby Saunier. She just created Go Pets Vacation Island, which is an educational video game for children. If you are interested...
I'm going to pause this because she's going to say the phone number. But I'm going to give this to you. That sounds like it'd be great. That's another way for PR to get a hold of us.
Exactly, yeah.
And, of course, because I don't screen the calls ahead of time.
Right.
I just about played her phone number on the air. But I'll give it to you before we go.
Okay. Do you want one more email?
I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah? Okay. Well, next week you'll have to wait to see what Angela from Illinois has to say about getting an iPod for your kid.
Oh, is that... that's her... Okay, you can read it now.
No. No, I've teased it.
So are we going to do the peanut butter thing still? Is that done
the
yet?
Contest?
Yeah.
No. Send us a tip if you are one of the first 10 people. We use your tip, your spend, your save, your give. You have to put peanut butter in the subject line. We will send you access code to the peanut butter PC or the peanut butter pointer.
Very cool.
Both for software for making the computer easier for kids to use.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and
thank you,
Megan
Mahoney.
I was going to tell you who we're going to have on next week, if you're interested. Are you interested?
Look at that. She just whips out a little palm centro. It's all on there, folks. Everything you want to know is on Megan's palm.
Next week, we're going to talk to someone about school anxiety. She's a
perfect
psychologist,
timing.
I think. Yeah.
Perfect timing,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Because how is Annabella liking kindergarten's already started for
yeah,
her.
She loves it.
I asked her the other day, and she does. She really seemed to like it a lot.
Yeah, it's
she's
fun.
So, She is a wonderful kid. I just walked. She's so confident and happy, and she just strides down the street.
Yeah.
I just adore her.
I do, too.
She's got her cute little page boy haircut, which
mm-hmm.
I'm loving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love your kids.
She should do a podcast.
You know, I think maybe in a few years it'll be Annabella, Abby, Henry,
mm-hmm.
Huck, and Milo.
Yeah.
Just and then just take
over,
it over.
Storming the...
And I'll come in every once in a while and I'll go, where's my pants? Did I leave a cup of soup? Okay, I'll go upstairs now. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope something like that happens because I feel like that, you know, this should go on beyond me.
It should.
It feels like it's already gone beyond
yes.
me.
Yes. All right. Yeah. I've got to relieve the babysitter.
Okay. Let's get the hell out of here. It's gone on quite long enough. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And we thank you for being here on
Jumping Monkey.
See you later.